Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
New day for the Bruins, Keith.
They're Celtics, rolling.
The Celtics are back.
Yeah.
Are the Bruins back?
They are not back in the playoffs.
I can tell you that.
Are they not? They were briefly last night.
No,
are
they're not.
They didn't finish there after the full results?
So Tampa Bay won their last game, so they have the same number of points as Tampa, but they've played three more games.
You're right. They're out of the postseason.
So they're still, even with that win, nice win. No, really, legitimately a good win. Everybody thinks of being sarcastic all the time talking about the Bruins. I am not. It was a good win.
Really nice win,
oh,
Bruins.
Was it?
I loved it so much.
Yeah, they should be buyers. They should load up on this team, and they should never, ever, ever quit. No, but like Minnesota's a real team.
They are.
You know, they shut them out. They had a good overall game for sure. But they've been on this decline now for a little while, and then you see some of these other teams around them getting hot. The Red Wings can't lose, so eventually they should cool off, I would assume. But the Red Wings have won seven in a row, and then that combined with just sort of like up and down play from everybody, and you've had so many games in hand on these teams that even on like days off, you can lose a lot of ground now. They're by no means definitely a playoff team. And Cam Neely himself said a few weeks back, like, they got to decide which path they're going
to
take.
So when it comes to Swayman, who had the shutout last night, 35 saves, I want to say he's rounding into form to a degree. And I think if you're going to go anywhere, go on a run to the postseason, or if you get there, and that's an if. Again, they don't wake up today in the playoffs. So if you even get there, how do you go on a run once you're there? You obviously need him to play better than he has for much of the year.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say he's rounding into form, but I'll give the Razor some credit here, Keith.
That's our guy.
And you can hear Andrew Raycroft tomorrow on a Bruins Thursday on WEEI Afternoons.
Huh?
4:30.
Nice.
No longer here with Jones and Keith.
What a shame.
Make sure you tune in for that. He pointed out before, you know, you look at the overall numbers for Swayman, and they're not good. But then you look at some of the individual games, and you go, okay, well, he's pretty good in that one. He was better in that one. He's rounding into form. He does have this proclivity to have these terrible games, like the six goals against Buffalo.
Yeah.
Where does that come from?
You take out those games. You take out the bad games, and he's got a lot of good ones.
But it's just, he does have...
That's the Bruins as a team,
he does have
like
these flashes, but then he has eight against Winnipeg, which they're at least a good team.
No, I know.
Six against Buffalo, these games come out of nowhere with him, and he's had a lot of them. So I want to give him credit for rounding into form, but another 6, 7, 8 goal game, another snowman's lurking right around the corner.
Absolutely. That's sort of been the whole season with the whole team. Swayman, for sure, but even some of these Korpisalo games, if you look back at it, they either win or get blown out. Like, they don't seem to lose a lot of close games. Now, they've played a ton of games. You can find a couple, but it's why their goal differential is so bad. It's like the second worst in the Eastern Conference, I believe. And even though they're like fighting and clawing for a playoff spot, they get absolutely worked over, but they give up 6, 7, 8 goals in games semi-regularly.
Bruins on goal differential are worse in the division, -23. They're now third worst in the East. Pittsburgh and Philly are both worse. But again, that's after a 3-0 win last night.
Yeah.
So that can change. It's still one of the worst in the NHL. San Jose, by miles, is the worst. Then Chicago and Nashville. But the Bruins are, you know, bottom 6 or 7.
And so I don't know if that's the metric. So they have two games before the Four Nations tournament thing. Mm-hmm. And then they have
a lot of buzz about that.
Oh, people won't shut up.
People
about
just
it.
Won't stop squawking about it. People, what a move. Another brilliant marketing move by the NHL.
It's going to be really good.
On top of their marketing, for sure.
All the Russian players are like, so what do we do? What are we? Are we involved in this? No, we're not.
Yeah, so, our Bruins fans are like, oh, David Pastrnak's got to be in that, right? Not wrong. No, he's not in there. No.
Yeah. And then they have, I think it's 7 games, or give or take, after that.
7!
Before the trade deadline.
Yep.
So, you know, is this going to be as simple as, hey, if they're in, you buy, and then you're out, you sell? Or could it be like, how has Cam Neely viewed that? Does he say, hey, the team is playing well, and even though we're 1 point out, like, we're actually trending in the right direction, and Swayman's really got his game together, so we feel we're projecting this forward that we're going to be better? Or is it as simple as, let's look at the standings, you'll Bill Parcells, like, your record says what you are,
so,
and that's what we do.
I'll say this. I think it's as simple as if they fall apart, they're trading Marchand. And if they're in the mix, they're going to keep him and maybe make a supplemental move. I don't think they're giving up a first-round pick or anything like that. Maybe a mid-round pick to fill out your bottom six, something like that, where you're not really buyers per se, but you're at least trying to supplement the team. I think it's as simple as Marchand. You were telling me about this before the show today. Elliot Friedman is going Elliot on and on Friedman. About not yeah. just that Marchand can get dealt, which he's mentioned in the past, but also Edmonton is a potential specific destination.
Yeah.
So do we have that or no, Nick? We were trying to search for that.
It was about an hour and 50 minutes.
So it's a lengthy podcast. The man has 32 mm-hmm. thoughts. He's got thoughts on every team throughout the league. So it's a lengthy podcast that Nick was digging his way through. But long story short, he dismissed some of the Marchand chatter earlier in the year. Now there's legs to it, and he thinks Edmonton is a potential fit.
Yeah.
It's as simple as if the Bruins are in it and they're playing well, I don't think they're going to sell,
I can read you the
sell
quote.
Marchand.
Here's one of the quotes.
But if they fall off, they're going to deal him. Yeah, what's the quote?
Yeah, so Elliot Friedman was saying that if Boston takes on water, I'm really going to be curious to see where this goes. There was a time in this year where I didn't think there was a chance that Marchand was going to be out, and now I think it's not as certain depending on what happens here. So, yeah, at one point, maybe you wouldn't have traded your captain. Then something happens. Who knows? And maybe you decide to do it.
So after Rich Keefe, that's the best info man in the sport. And he's
right up there.
He's saying that if they keep taking on water, and last night they won, they beat a good Minnesota team. Twitch chat is right. Keefe and I got a text late in the show whether or not we'd lay the Boston parlay down. And both of us said, no, we don't have any faith in the Bruins.
You should have done it. You would have won.
So good win for the Bees last night. If they continue to take on water, which they didn't, they could sell Marchand, and the second best info guy in the sport feels that way.
He does. I guess in the Athletic, Alan Mitchell covers the NHL. He was writing about how, like a few days ago, what a great addition Marchand would be for the Oilers. So I think that sort of, and that was just more speculation and just say, hey, what guy would fit where? And then Elliot Friedman sort of maybe took that and sort of responded to it, be like, yeah, that could happen.
Could get dealt. Yep. We'll get to your Bruins phone calls along with all your Celtics thoughts. Good win for both teams in Boston last
That's
night.
Right.
Mark is in Medford. Go ahead, Mark.
Mac?
Hello, Mark. He's got Bruins thoughts. We can dig into those further. I just think Swayman, to me, is at the center of all of it. And I don't mean to dismiss the bad games in there. Yeah. I just think just when you want to say he's rounding into form and playing better and figuring things out, you look at it and go,
it could fall apart.
Yeah.
It could, on a one-off.
Do I feel better about him? Sure. I mean, it's hard to feel worse than where the season started with the contract and everything else. But yeah, I feel like another 6, 7, 8 goals against is right around the corner because he's done that all year long. Meanwhile, text here, 617-779-7937. This is on our discussion around Jaylen Brown.
Yeah.
Which Wiggy got going this morning. Guys, everyone overreacts to the littlest things. The Celtics won. Who cares who is playing? It's a team sport.
All right. So I'm curious. I am curious about that.
I am happy response. They won. You went into the game yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thinking in a one or two possession, I guess it was a two possession game. It never got closer than that. A two possession game in which the Celtics at one point led by 20.
Yeah.
Against the best team in the league by record on the road. You went into yesterday saying Jaylen's going to sit the final half of the fourth quarter. You expected that? So no one expected that. That's why we're bringing that up. Why? I'm not telling you I know why Mazzulla went away from him. Maybe Jaylen told him to F off. Maybe the team was just hot without him out there.
Yeah.
Maybe he was dinged up like Forsberg suggested. There's nothing to that story that Jaylen sat the final 5.5 minutes of the game. That's odd.
I also feel like it'd be tough to talk about sports for 4 hours if you're just like, they won, they lost. Next game's tomorrow. Like, don't you want to sort of like dig into it a little bit more?
Okay. No, yeah, Keith. Yeah. The Bruins and the Celtics won. Enough.
Right.
Show's over.
They're good.
Honestly, I would.
It'd be pretty hilarious.
I don't know if Mike Thomas and Ken would sign off on that schedule, but I would work on that schedule.
It's like, guys, they won last night. We came in and said that they won.
We're going home now.
We got to wait for more results.
WEEI afternoons take over. What do you want from us?
Coming up next, they're also going to tell you that they won. I don't know. I feel like it jumps
out on the podcast. We already told you.
I feel like it jumps out a little bit. Like, you know, why didn't he play? Now, unfortunately, there was no question and answer from Joe Mazzulla.
No.
Which we also could have read into and picked that apart. And the caller would say, hey, just take him at his word for it. Or the texter would say that. But
why are you even asking?
Yeah, no, I don't know. And he looked a little perturbed, but he could be perturbed for a number of reasons. He could be annoyed that his ankle got rolled. He could be annoyed that, you know, he was on fire in the first quarter and then kind of cooled off. Like, the way the game started, you're like, Jaylen's
going
to
go score there?
50 points.
He scored their first 13.
I think it was.
Something like that
last
night.
I think it was.
And so he's the only guy who could hit a bucket.
A 50-point game.
617-779-7937. You can jump in on the Celtics. Feels like they righted the ship. Bruins, are they turning things around? Swayman at the heart of it for the Bees. I thought Tatum had a real good night last night while Brown was benched down the stretch. You can jump in on all of it. Plus, we've been talking Super Bowl 59 all week long. We'll continue to do so. We're giving you our five prop bets each and every day. We'll give you five more in Prop-a-Palooza next.